I know, but, you know, I was talking to my friend about that today. I said, for whatever reason, I'm drawn to those areas that you know, where you can just see forever. You can just stand in a spot and you can see 50 miles. Just thrills me for some reason. And to drive across those and just keep seeing new vistas. Some people find it boring. I didn't. Because I like stopping at all those little towns and stopping at the restaurants and having a piece of pie, cup of coffee, whatever, and talking to the residents and getting to know them a little bit and then moving on to the next town. And I tell you, that if you want to restore your faith in America, that's how you do it.
Yeah, what I noticed out there in some of those states, if there's five trees, there's a house under it. And then my buddy's dead now. He pancreatic cancer, got both him and his dad. He talk about hereditary. Jeez, Pete. He was quite a bit younger than me, too. But anyways, we were coming across there, and you probably heard me tell the story. We stopped at this. There's like a catwalk over the road over to this mall thing, and it's right around there somewhere, this side of it, I think. Stopped at the station. We get out, and we're pumping that Corvette back full of fuel. And it says, hey. I said, look at that sign up there. I said, what's that say? And he says, you are now here. I said, that's not what it says. Yeah, it is. Look at it. I said, no. You know, and I, like Mr. Murphy, am an optimist. I says, Doug, I says, it says, you are nowhere.